It's the Edinburgh Man podcast. Podcast number 300. How exciting. I had sort of planned to do something a bit special for today's podcast, or this week's podcast, or this numbered podcast. But unfortunately, as is the way of these things, the plan hasn't worked out. So it's a little bit different from normal, though the one thing I did do is I put together a playlist, which is a combination of new stuff and old stuff. But first, let's start off with something new. This is the Westerwaves and Penguin Pop. Sorry. Oh dear, I pushed the wrong button there. This is the Westerwaves and Penguin Pop. So Westerwaves at Penguin Pop, and that's from the 5-track EP, which I'm going to mispronounce almost certainly, Bildungssaufstrag, with an exclamation mark at the end. And if you go to thewesterwaves.bandcamp.com, you can get it there, and they're from Vienna. And it came out on November the 5th, which was, I have a bit of paper. I do actually have my notes digitally as well, but it's complicated, because when I open them up, it covers the little buttons I need to do to push the tracks. I am recording this as live, but it's not actually live. I'd planned to do the podcast live. I'd done a bit of prep beforehand. I'd set up a sort of updated the server, installed something called Odincast, which is kind of like a Twitch stream thing, but you can just do an audio stream to, or rather an audio with some sort of just like a now playing type video. I had planned to do that, but I hadn't quite got it set up in time. I wasn't convinced the server was going to be powerful enough. And the other thing is, Dr. Nick and I are rewatching, or rather, I'm rewatching, she's watching for the first time, the last few seasons of Doctor Who every evening until the special, which is on the 25th of November. So all our evenings are spoken for from a nerdy point of view. So there wasn't going to be an evening podcast, so then if I did a live one, it'd be during the day, and I don't know. It was too complicated. There was too many wires required as well, because there was analog-y stuff, analog stages and stuff. Anyway, you don't want to know any about that. So this is podcast number 300. And like I say, a special-ish podcast. I went back and looked at all the previous 100-numbered podcasts and other sort of significant-numbered podcasts. And what I'd noticed was that the same thing had happened every single time. It was like, I was going to do a special podcast, but then I ran out of time, so it's just a normal one. So if you go back and look at all those special numbered podcasts, they were all just regular podcasts with just, you know, whatever, 6 to 10 new tracks. So today we're going to break that mold a little bit because there are old stuff. So what I've got here is 6 new tracks, like normal, but also six or maybe 7, 1, 2, 3, no. We'll figure it out by the time we get to the end of it. 6 or 7 old tracks, classics, podcast classics, if you will. Tracks that are mostly still available, or at least still Creative Commons-y licensed, as far as I can tell. That I really loved, and that I played over the podcast. In the podcast, I guess, the glory years, between 2010 and 2018, when I would make regular podcasts. So most of these, if not all of these, are from that time. But like I say, there's also interspersed with new stuff. And I will play the first track. Like I say, these are tracks that I absolutely loved that I played at the time, and still play them on a regular basis and absolutely love them. This is Keel Her and Riot Girl. And I should point out that during the course of today's podcast, there will be swearing or maybe language that you find disagreeable or won't be appropriate for young kids. So if you have sort of children in the room and you don't want them to hear this stuff, then that's something to bear in mind. And the other thing as well is I'm recording this using a different device than normal, and my voice, I realise, at least to me, sounds a bit croaky. Maybe my voice does sound a bit croaky now. That's what getting old does to you. It also could be that I've got the setup is all wrong here, so apologies if podcast number 300 sounds terrible. This is Riot Girl by Keel Her. Oh no, it doesn't have to push the button. Keel Her and Riot Girl, and that was the 7-inch single that came out in Critical Heights all the way back in 2012, which is terrifying. And actually, it is from the 7-inch single, although I gave away the sort of production cheat. Yes, I have digitally captured it, and I'm playing it from by pushing a button rather than actually playing it from the vinyl, because I'm sitting in the cupboard. I'm actually sitting on the floor in the cupboard, as I record this, and I don't have a record player in here, so there's no way for me to do that. I was going to play it. I just sort of, you know, went to the old Plex music library and pulled out the tracks for today's podcast, and I was going to play Riot Girl off there, but I realized the version of it was on there was from the self-titled debut album by Keelher, and it's a different recording. And I obviously listened to the 7-inch single so much that that's the right recording as far as I'm concerned, not the version that's on the album. So I had to then go up into the loft and find where the 7-inch singles were and pull out that 7-inch single and record it onto vinyl. And then I went down a whole rabbit hole of sort of doing some needle drop recordings of various records and stuff like that. But anyway, yeah, you can get that, or rather you can certainly stream it if you go to keelher.bandcamp.com. Sorry, that's my bit of paper. There's not much space in here. And also, this is very crackly, isn't it? I'm a little bit worried that this is going to sound terrible. It's when I say that something loud, isn't it? Terrible. It's going to sound quite crackly and stuff. Oh, dear. This is going to take me an hour to record this podcast. And if I get to the end and it sounds awful, I'm going to be a bit cranky. I should probably just not talk very much because I have loads of music to get through. That was Riot Girl. And girl is spelt with three R's. G-R-R-L. Like as in Riot Girl. In this, I thought it was relatively... That's something in common anyway. This is Girl Gang, and a fight breaks out at a karaoke bar from this year, only a couple of months ago, actually.
It's another stupid Friday night, time to hit the bar. Really not feeling it, so close, it's worth a shot. Thank God all the boys and the glamours, a night of debauchery you don't wanna miss. A spooky eye will do the trick. A tight little skirt will make the boys kneel. Forget your shit, just go for the kill. It's a thrill you've been looking for.
Girl Gang, and again, G and three R's and an L for girl, and that's A Fight Breaks Out at a Karaoke Bar, and that's from the album Spunky with an exclamation mark. And if you go to girlgang.bandcamp.com, you can get it there. They're from Indonesia, and the album is out on vinyl and probably on other physical formats, maybe in the US on Kill Rock Stars, Trapped Animal Records in the UK and the EU, and Big Romantic Records in Japan and Taiwan. And like I say, that came out in September the 22nd, my little bit of paper says here. And I've just gone and spilt water on myself as well, and my legs are going to sleep as I'm sort of kneeling on the floor doing this. I haven't really thought this through. It's an hour long podcast probably, as I intersperse new and old stuff. That was a new one, and I'm just going to go straight in and play an old one, and then I'm going to sort of stand up and try and move around and hopefully not knock everything over and spill more water. From Sheffield in the UK, this is Trust Fund from the album No One's Coming For Us. The track I'm going to play is Cut Me Out, and it came out, can you believe, back in 2015, which is terrifying.
Say whatever you want about her, she never cut me out. Say whatever you want about her, she never cut me out.
grief. That's still absolutely wonderful. That's Cut Me Out by Trust Fund, and that's from the album No One Is Coming For Us. It came out in February 2015, and I've got myself into a little bit more of a comfortable position. I'm in a sort of yoga pose, which probably means it's going to make my hips sore, and then I'll try and get up and I'll be all stiff and I'll have seized up. This is what happens when you get old. It's somewhat depressing. 2015, so what's that, 8 years ago or something? Incredible. Obviously, you can't get that on vinyl anymore. I'm sure if you went to Discogs, you could probably find a second-hand copy, and it wouldn't be too expensive. But if you go to trustfund.bandcamp.com, did I already say that? You can get it there. As with everything that's played on today's podcast, it's released under a Creative Commons license. So you can just go and, find it there. I think I could probably, should I do this, I'm going to try and adjust the volume level here and see. No, that's just maybe all quiet. Okay, I won't do that. I should probably stop talking because, like I say, I didn't want this podcast to be more than about an hour long, and I realised that I've only played four tracks and we're 18 minutes in. So I should really pick up the pace. So that was an old one from 2015, and this is a new one from October 27th. This year, so not too long ago at all. You can tell this is as live. As I sit recording this, I really do miss doing those live podcasts. So I'm going to make a promise to you, and I'm going to definitely try and sneak in some live podcasts. So hopefully after the Doctor Who 60th anniversary special, when I don't have my evenings filled with nerd activities, I shall try and do a live podcast. It used to be about 8:30. I think it was always 8:30 or most of the time. We will also maybe try and do a Christmas one. What I used to do was a festive 50s style one where people, listeners, would vote for their favourite tracks, and then I'd sort of collate a top 50, and then over two weeks I would play all those top 50. I don't think we've done enough podcasts this year to really put together a top 50. I used to have a lot more followers on Twitter, and I would sort of post the poll and stuff on there than I followers that I have on Mastodon. So I don't think I'm probably going to get enough people to make a sort of anything substantial, because not only do I need people to actually vote in it, I need people to remember the tracks that I played on the podcast, which was often a tricky thing. So what I will probably do is I'll probably just compile my own sort of favourite top 25 or something like that. I'll maybe put out a call and see if there's anything people specifically want me to put in there. I'll maybe see if it tallies with my feelings and put it in. So I shall aim to do like a best of the year thing towards Christmas, and that one I will do live. I've promised that, haven't I? Now, oh dear. But then I tend to break promises, so who knows? Anyway, from Canada, on La Vida Es Un Mustiscos Records in London, the UK, this is Nation by Homefront.
Trying to get ahead, but they all do.
another track from the vinyl. That's Fireworks from the album Torch Song by Radiator Hospital that came out in 2014. Oh my goodness, that's wonderful. I could only listen to half of it because I realised that I'd left the shopping out the back, outside the back door. And they had like a frozen pizza and some other such things in there that needed to go in the fridge. So I had to rush out and get that. So I only managed to just get back in time to catch the last half of that. But before that, what did I play? I played Homefront and the track Nation. And they're from Canada, and that came out towards the end of October this year. And you can get that. A la Vía Sin Mus Discos. No, it's not. That's the name of the record label, but the Bandcamp site is a slightly truncated version of that. If you go to edinburghman.com and look at the show notes for podcast number 300, you'll be able to get links to everything that I've played on the show and where you can get it. Most of the stuff. In fact, all but one track I think you can still download, and it's all released under Creative Commons license, and some of it's free, some of it's Name Your Price. I think Torch Song is maybe actually a Name Your Price on the Radiator Hospital album, is maybe a Name Your Price on digital. When did I get that vinyl? I think I maybe got that vinyl when I bought a bunch of stuff from Salinas Records a good few years ago, or it was maybe from a Radiator Hospital gig at a tiny venue in Edinburgh a long time ago. Ah, yes. So this stuff is all bringing... That's all chilled me out now, actually. Despite having to rush out to get the shopping out the back door, it has quite chilled me out. And in fact, I should continue that, because the next track that I'm going to play is super chill as well. This is one of my favourites that I've played on the podcast. I've got it on a cassette, but originally I heard it from an album, a net label called Eardrums Pop, which is eardrumspop, all one word, .com. I don't think they release anything anymore, but they used to do loads of stuff every month or so, and all the stuff on the website is still there. Still released under a Creative Commons license. You can download it all from there, which I recommend you go and do, because there's so many good things on Eardrums Pop. It's all sort of a lot of it's sort of indie pop and indie folk, but it's all absolutely wonderful. And each EP that's on there is like a three-track EP, and the third track is often a cover version, which technically doesn't work within Creative Commons licensing unless the original was a Creative Commons license as well, but, you know, let's give them a bit of slack. You can still download them anyway, which is great, but I'm not going to play one of the cover versions. I'm going to play, I think, either the first or the title track. I can't remember. There'll be links. And also, if you're listening on a podcatcher, open up the show notes and there'll be links in there. This is Low Pines and Heavy Hander on Eardrums Pop.
Fun.
That's Low Pines and Heavy Hander, and that was released on Eardrums Pop back in 2012, July 2012. There's a few tracks from sort of 2012-y type time. And another track that I absolutely love that I played in the podcast so long ago, and I've probably played multiple times on the podcast as well when I've been feeling nostalgic, as is the case probably for a few of these tracks. I mean, mostly I try and do new stuff on the podcast, but I do sometimes get a bit wistful and play old stuff, but I do love that track. It is fantastic. I do have, I had it on cassette, although I did need to re-record over the cassette because it was recorded at the wrong speed, I think. So I couldn't cope with that, so I recorded over it again myself with the lossless version that was on Bandcamp. They do have a Bandcamp page that I don't have the link for, so you can look that up yourself. That's an exercise for the user. Eardrumspop.com is where you can get that and all of their EPs. And I should probably check to see that their EPs have been archived on archive.org, just in case anything happens to that net label website. I might download them just to make sure I've got a copy of them all, because there's loads of good stuff on there. Right, so from an old one to a new one. This is came out on the 3rd of November by a band called North Bloom, and they're in Virginia. The EP, a double A-side, is called Rockstar/Steven, and I'm going to play the first track, Rockstar Baby.
Moving on and coming to terms with it all. I don't expect a happy ending or an ending at all. I just now realize when I'd rather be dead than alive. It's me what I want when I sit down to write. Ooh.
That cut off quite so abruptly. That's Rockstar Baby by North Bloom, and they're from Virginia. And that's you can get that at northbloom.bandcamp.com, and it just came out in November this year. It's quite, I think, fortuitous, maybe? That's not quite the right word. Appropriate that I'm playing that in the podcast. When I'm playing old stuff, I used to play a lot of stuff on the podcast from a website called CLLCT. I don't know what that stood for, but it was sort of like a half, I don't know, half sort of web forum, half old web 2.1.5 or something like that, mixed with Bandcampy type stuff. It was, people could upload, they create their own profile and could upload music tracks, and you could download them for free, and everything on CLLCT was released under Creative Commons licensing. The website used to frequently break. You'd always go to it and you think, well, that's that, it's gone now. But it was an absolute treasure trove, and obviously it's no longer there, and I don't think there's any archive on archive.org either. Like I say, the website was always a bit creaky and often didn't work, but there was so much good stuff on. Nearly all sort of lo-fi, home recordings, DIY stuff, a lot of sort of indie folk, a lot of stuff like that track by North Bloom on CLLCT. I do miss that website so much. But if you go back and listen to the podcast from, like, I don't know, 2012-ish type time, you'll probably find loads of stuff from CLLCT. Dressed Like Wolves, who Rockstar Baby, North Bloom do remind me of. Dressed Like Wolves, who I played on the podcast way back then. I don't have any tracks of theirs on today, which I maybe should have. That's a bit remiss of me. I got a lot of their early stuff from CLLCT, although you can now get it on Bandcamp. Oh dear. Right, another track from Vinyl, another one of my favourite bands that I've heard and was made aware of through doing this podcast. And that's, I think, one of the things about the reason why I did this podcast, apart from the fact sometimes I start talking and I can't shut up, so this is a vehicle to do that without frustrating the rest of my family. I can talk to you instead rather than talk to them. No, that doesn't sound right. No, that's not quite what I mean. Anyway, one of the reasons was I found it quite hard to be exposed to new music. So this kind of gave me a reason to investigate stuff myself. Although sometimes it does take a lot of work. And that's sometimes why maybe the podcast back, 5-10 years ago, sometimes it would disappear for a few weeks, and then come back, as I maybe couldn't find stuff, or I'd get frustrated at the prospect of having to do 2 hours of searching for music before I could put together the playlist for the show. But anyway, one of the bands I discovered during early days of this podcast, in fact, I think probably before I started doing the podcast, Schwervon, they're from Kansas City, but actually they're originally from New York, or originally formed in New York, but then they since moved to Kansas. They don't really do stuff anymore, but they did a lot of brilliant stuff when they were still recording stuff. And if you go to schwervon.bandcamp.com, S-C-H-W-E-R-V-O-N, you can get basically all their back catalogue stuff there, and it's all fantastic. But like I say, I'm going to play this from vinyl. This is not only is it Matt and Nan from Schwervon, but I think Francis McKee from the Vaseline's is doing backing vocals on Truth Teller. That's still absolutely wonderful. That's from the album Courage by Schwervon, and that's Truth Teller, and they're from Kansas. It says here that Schwervon! Is a two-piece American rock band born in the Lower East Side of New York City. Nan Turner, also in Nan and the One Night Stands, plays drums, and Matthew Roth, who also records as Major Matt Mason USA, plays guitar. They both sing. And like I say, that's from the 2012 album Courage, and yeah, Francis McKee from the Vaseline's on there. I'm pretty sure I saw Schwervon, if not once, maybe twice even, supporting the Vaseline's, and they are absolutely wonderful and lovely people as well, and I'm happy to say that I have met them through this podcast and saw them in New York, because Matt, I think I saw him doing it as Major Matt Mason in the Sidewalk Cafe back when the Sidewalk Cafe was still a thing. But they also used to run a record label called Olive Juice Records out of New York as well, and I bought loads of stuff from them. back when I was young, Dr. Nick and I were young, and we used to do crazy things like go to New York before kids. Although that was September 2012, so it must have been post thing one. Anyway, I don't know. It's all too long ago. My brain doesn't compute memories too long ago. Let's play something new. This is from Swirl Records in Adelaide, Australia. This is a band called Pine Point, and this is Say It Again. Around this time, 44 minutes into a podcast, and I start to worry, has it actually been recording and is it going to sound any good? Oh dear, now I remember why I stopped doing these long podcasts. I can't believe I used to do an hour long podcast every week sometimes, wasn't it? And sometimes there was a period of time when I did two podcasts a week, like some sort of crazy person. Anyway, sorry, I ramble. That's on Swirl Records in Australia. Based out of Adelaide, and that's Pine Point, and Say It Again. And that came out in this year, October 25th. Go to swirlrecords.bandcamp.com. I'm pretty sure it's just a single track that you can purchase and download on there. Yeah, that's where you can get that. Another band that I'd sort of discovered. I say discovered. I'm not saying that as in I discovered these bands. No, I discovered for myself and played on the podcast in the process of researching music for this podcast. I just got on Bandcamp, and who I was lucky enough to meet, FP Woods from Townhouse Woods, I'm going to play next. He was couch surfing around the world when that was a thing, before Airbnb, or at least before the popularisation of Airbnb. I met him in Edinburgh, and he was a really nice chap, and he makes some brilliant music as well. And he's always been very supportive of the podcast, which is fantastic, and I do love all the stuff he does. If you go to let me just double check the web address here, townhousewoods.bandcamp.com, You can get all his releases on there. I think most of them, if not all of them, are Name Your Price, but they're all released under Creative Commons licenses as well. I'm not sure if he was on CLLCT as well. I suspect not. I think it was maybe Bandcamp when I first heard his stuff. Anyway, from the album How to Fix Everything, I am going to play... What am I going to play? I'm going to play Cricket Hymn Part 1.
I don't mean to drag you down. I'm just trying to figure out what this life's about. All the words I ever wrote are to try and lose these worries and to find a little hope. But the wind will tuck me in as the crickets sing their hymns, and the trees will be my shelter. See the moon shine through their limbs. There were things I once adored, but nothing moves me anymore. Now the top of this here mountain feels just like the ocean floor. Sing their hymns, and the trees will be my shelter. See the moon shine through their limbs. There were things I once adored, but nothing moves me anymore. Now the top of this here mountain feels just like the ocean floor. Just reflects the sky. Right now it's dull gray colors weighing heavy on my mind. How this crumbles in my hands. Just watch it fall apart and know I've done all I can. Tuck me in as the crickets sing their hymns, and the trees will be my shelter. See the moon shine through their limbs. There were things I once adored, but nothing moves me anymore. Now the top of this here mountain feels just like the ocean floor.
That's Townhouse Woods and Cricket Hymn Part 1. That's from the album How to Fix Everything that came out in 2014. Townhousewoods.bandcamp.com is where you can get all this stuff. And it's not Name Your Price. Oh, terrible. I feel awful saying that. You have to pay, but it's worth it because all of his stuff is fantastic. And that's very representative, I would say. He's got so many good songs in there and so many good releases. You should definitely check it out. Townhousewoods.bandcamp.com. And yeah, 2014 that one came out, which seems a lifetime ago. And in fact, I mean, it's scary, isn't it? In fact, it is a lifetime ago for Thing too. In the house, he's not... He was 2016 he was born, so my goodness, it was 2 years before Thing too. Back then, there was only three people in Edinburgh Man Towers. Terrifying. That seems like such a long time ago. From a track that came out that long ago, almost whatever, 9 years ago now, to something that comes out next week, on the 23rd of November. Oh, Doctor Who's birthday. From Indonesia, from Pasca Records. In Indonesia, this is Marcos. I shouldn't have said it like that. I think that overloaded the microphone. It's got three M's and then it's Marcos with an exclamation mark. Or rather, two M's and then Marcos. You know what I mean. This track is called Motion, and I had to push this button here. ¶¶ That's Marcos with three M's and an exclamation mark at the end. And that's Motion, and that's from the six-track EP, that comes out on Pasca Records from Indonesia on the 23rd of November. But you can pre-order it now, as I did. And you get that track. That's the track you can get right now. Oh, dear, thank you very much for listening to podcast number 300 as I sit here curled up in the corner at the bottom of the cupboard. When I try and record this, it is a wardrobe. It is filled with clothes and stuff to try and dampen the sound. I don't know if that works at all. But like I say, I'm so sorry if this sounds awful. I'm recording it on an iPad. I don't know. The new iPad, I think it was called back when it was new. It's like a Retina one that's long since discontinued. I don't know what version of iOS it's on. But this is a device I used to do the live podcasts with way back in the day, and it still sort of works. The battery life has kind of held up all right. We've lost about sort of 20% over the course of the last hour. But yeah, it's I'm not convinced of the sound quality. What I do now when I do the podcast is I record, I listen to the music as I play it, but then but edit it all in afterwards. I've got a little script that does nice, got a little script that does nice sort of balancing of the audio, because I like to try and get it sounding good, whereas this is like flying by the seat of your pants stuff. I've no idea what this is going to sound like, and I'm so sorry if it sounds awful and unprofessional, croaky. Well, that's me. But yeah, like I think it's making me sound in my head at least a little bit like a Dalek, so let's hope the recording doesn't sound like that. One more track to go, and I think we're going to end up being maybe slightly over, more or less an hour. Of all the bands that I became aware of making the podcast, this is the one that sort of just stood out to me, and I couldn't believe it when I heard their stuff. And I think I discovered it when I was either round about the time their first album came out, or maybe, I can't remember if the album was the first one I heard, or their demo that was on Salinas Records. And I can't remember, it wasn't on Bandcamp at the time. I think it was on like Free Music Archive, or If You Can Make It, I think the website was called If You Can Make It, which was sort of new and unsigned bands. Anyway, the band are swearing with an apostrophe instead of a G at the end, and they're from Philadelphia, and they are incredible. And then they went on to release, I think, three great albums, but their EP, their first EP, which is basically their demo, is called What a Dump, was fantastic. And I was going to play a track from What a Dump, because it is a great, it's much more raw sounding. The tracks that are also on their first album are much more raw and exciting sounding. However, as I was recording all these vinyl things, I realised I didn't have a very good quality. I only had an MP3 of the demo album, not a lossless one. So I thought, oh well, since I'm recording some of these vinyl ones, I'll play Kenosha by Swearing on vinyl. And I'm sure I probably played it on the podcast like about four or five times back in whenever it came out, June 2012, the first album came out, and it was one of the albums I ordered. Like I say, from Salinas Records in the US, back before Bandcamp. I think I dropped them an email and said, can you ship these to the UK? And also, I want to buy Waxahachie and P.S. Eliot and other such things as well. Yes, this is Swearing. Thank you very much for listening to podcast number 300, and I shall see you soon. I'm not sure if there'll be a podcast next week. I don't have enough stuff in the playlist for next week, actually, so I might not have enough tracks for next week. So if there isn't one next week, it'll probably be the week after. But you got an hour-long one today instead. Right. I should go. This is Kenosha and Swearing, and I'll see you next time.